Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17's on the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend John Berlaw. He is Senior Fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. We're talking about Jay Clayton, the Wall Street attorney's appointment to run the SEC by President-elect Trump. John, thanks again for being here. Tell us about, in the previous segment, folks, we talked about what the SEC does and what the chairman would be working on, the incoming chairman would be working on. Tell us about Jay Clayton. Who is that man? And why is he controversial?
He's controversial really for the same reason that President-elect Trump is controversial. I mean, I think whomever President-elect Trump appointed would you know, face some grilling and some scrutiny. And you know, the philosophy President-elect Trump and Republicans, where they have common ground that, you know, we need to get rid of regulations or something that's a contentious issue with the Democrats.
When you Google Jay Clayton, you get Jay Clayton, Wall Street attorney, and a list of his Wall Street clients. Can he regulate the people who made him wealthy? I mean, conflict of interest is just oozing out of the pores of this thing.
I really don't think per se being from Wall Street should, you know, automatically disqualify him. I mean, Gary Gensler worked at Goldman Sachs, and he had at the Commodities Future Trading Commission, the chairman there under Obama. And he certainly didn't keep him from getting tough with Wall Street. I mean, he did a lot of things that hit Main Street that I didn't like too. But you've got it where even Elizabeth Warren respected his enforcement. So no, I mean, and you want someone. I mean, the first chairman of the SEC was Joe Kennedy, father of the future president, but himself had been on Wall Street, so you need
Jay Clayton? Do you know what kind of a man he is? I mean, what do we know about him, the man? His values? What do we know about his character? Is his character ever been impugned? Is he inscrutable? What do we know?
He has a very good reputation, and you know, no scandals as far as I know. But I mean, I think it's one of the jobs for a confirmation hearing is to ask ask questions like what you were asking, you know, what will we do to, you know, go after the bad guys, as well as what will we do is make sure some of these rules don't hit the good guys, the small entrepreneurs who want to raise capital. So I encourage, you know, vigorous questioning in his confirmation hearing.
Well, let me ask you this question. If I were going to ask him a question, one of the questions I would say is, how long do you think the life of Wall Street is? How much life is there left in Wall Street? You and I both know that the trading floors basically have gone away. There's virtually no, without trading floors, where people have to come together in one place, where people are pushing buttons and trading millions of shares a second from their den, roll-up desk, out in, you know, wherever, is Wall Street as a locus, as a nexus, is what's the future of that? Wouldn't that be a good question to ask?
I think it certainly would be, and I think, you know, why does Wall Street have to be important? It's the capital markets that are important. If you can do something from, say, St. Louis or Kansas City, where I'm from, and of course, Kansas City is now, next to Kansas, the home of the BATS Exchange, you know, one of the new big exchanges, you know, that's the way the market should go. But certainly, yeah, what's happening with the market, what's happening with Wall Street is certainly a good question to ask.
But see, and another thing, John, is is one of my predictions for 2017 is that we're going to hear more and more companies are deciding to stay private rather than deal with the Sarbanes-Oxley, Dodd-Frank, Consumer Protection Bureau nonsense, and the 90-day conference calls to analysts, people who don't know how, who have no idea about why a five-year plan is important, and they're deciding to stay private. More, so that's another reason why I think Wall, I'm predicting Wall Street's got a shelf life. What do you think?
Well, that's already been happening. When you have now the fewest number of companies on the stock exchanges, about half the number of the 90s, but you also have it fewer than say in 1975 when we had a bear market. So you're getting that, and unfortunately, it doesn't just hurt Wall Street; it hurts Main Street when an average Joe average investor can't get in at Cisco Systems or Starbucks in their early stages. You know, you think about it, Home Depot actually went public when it had four stores in 1981, and now Facebook doesn't go public because of all these rules. It said so until it had an $80 billion market cap. So that means that Joe and Jane average investor can't grow wealthy with new companies like Facebook.
There are implications for that, but the system has done it to itself.
Yes, all the red tape. We need things.
Hopefully this is the kind of questions that folks, if you listen to Jay's as they interview him for the job, listen to, maybe he'll answer some of these questions. We come back. We're going to talk about why all this matters to you and me out here on Main Street. And the man who can answer that is John Berlaw. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.